the air.
Thank goodness. It's 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by LongRoofing.com. Three employees of a steakhouse located in D.C.'s Trump International Hotel have filed a $14.5 million civil suit alleging the Trump Organization discriminated against black employees by steering them to lunch shifts rather than more lucrative dinner seatings. The Trump Organization issued a statement calling the allegations, quote, utterly baseless, especially because the workers are employed by a third party. The company that operates the restaurant, BLT Prime, says it wholeheartedly disputes the allegations and claims the employees had never complained of discrimination through proper channels previously. Puerto Rico is an island without power this morning, and without power, there are little to no communications.
A lot of the communication towers are offline, so the people in the mainland that are trying to call their relatives or families or friends here in the island don't get desperate. I mean, the problem is we don't have communications in so many areas.
And Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon, who represents Puerto Rico in Congress, says even as the island is flooded by Hurricane Maria, there's little to drink because pumps don't work without electricity either. All of Mexico spent the night watching TV coverage of rescuers in Mexico City trying to rescue a 12-year-old girl who's trapped in the rubble of a school that collapsed following Wednesday's earthquake there.
What we know so far is that the girl is okay. We were able to talk to the doctors that communicated with her and gave her the water, and they said she was fine. She was able to yell and communicate constantly, and hopefully we'll see a very happy ending out of this.
Correspondent Hugo Vela. Any Virginia Republican hoping to oust incumbent Tim Kaine from the U.S. Senate next year might want to consider hiring a press agent. A new survey from Mary Washington University gives Kaine double-digit leads over each of three potential GOP challengers, Corey Stewart, Dave Bratt, and Scott Taylor. Of the three, Stewart has the biggest name recognition in the survey, and even then, only 25% of those surveyed say they know enough about him to even have an opinion. The list of Democrats running for Montgomery County Executive continues to grow.
Delegate Bill Frick says he's running for Montgomery County Executive. Frick has served in the Maryland House of Delegates since 2007 and says the county needs new leaders who will face problems with a new perspective. Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett announced last year that he would not seek a fourth term. Three Montgomery County Democrats on the county council, Roger Berliner, George Leventhal, and Mark Elveridge, are also seeking the party's nomination for the office. The primaries in June. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland is not taking in as much revenue as expected.
Comptroller Peter Franchot says revenue estimates for the fiscal year starting in July are predicted to be $73 million less than original calculations. He says that isn't a lot of money when you look at the state's total revenue collection.
But it's a significant signal that we need to be fiscally prudent and cautious.
One reason tax revenue's down?
The increasing use of the internet to purchase items where the sales tax is not collected and remitted to Maryland.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens at 22,412, the NASDAQ at 6,456. In sports, the Nats beat the Braves, the Orioles are blown out and shut out by the Red Sox. WMAL News Time is 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
As summer gives way to fall, the weather becomes even less predictable. That's why you need us.
Chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Better chance this afternoon.
No matter the season, the DMV's most dependable forecast is right here on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
One of the difficulties in attempting to time the market is knowing when to sell.
While exiting the market after it hits a record high may seem like a good strategy, who knows how many new record highs we may see in the next 12 months. Hi, this is Chase Hinterstein from the Wise Investor Group. Don't let the whims of the stock market dictate your financial strategy. By working with your financial advisor, you can build a financial plan about what's really important, your specific financial goals.
Chase Hinterstein and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Dulles Toll Road, it's been a difficult commute. Had to crash eastbound Toll Road before you get to Route 7, and it built delays coming off of the Greenway. So coming eastbound this morning, inbound, a tough go still through Herndon and Reston, continuing towards 7. On 66, bunched up in Manassas towards Centerville, most of that way, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. Now for 395, accident northbound, right as you come up to the 14th Street Bridge. And what I'm seeing right now is they move the cameras around. One police car on the shoulder. Looks like they're trying to get everything to the right shoulder, so they may have to stop some lanes here again as you approach the 14th Street Bridge heading into town. Making your trip in Silver Spring, lanes have been reopened, 16th Street at 410 East-West Highway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much cloud around. It's the warmth. The numbers warm this morning, above average by about 10 degrees, and will stay warm this afternoon. Mostly sunny and above average by about 10 degrees, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 56 in Stafford, 63 in Damascus, 68 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Metro 29 Diner. North Korea's foreign minister says President Trump's big speech at the UN was the sound of a dog barking. See more at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
5.9 FM and AM 630. Hey, good morning. Joining us in less than 15 minutes will be the former mayor of D.C., Vince Grace, wow. Current city council member. I'm going to talk to him about a new smoking cessation proposal and also the health department cracking down on dogs, those mean health department inspectors, cracking down on dogs at bars and restaurants outside on the patios. Maybe they could figure out a way to solve that problem. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonies.
How dare they? We'll get to Rand Paul in a second. Ron Meyer. He's a Washington Examiner columnist and editor of Red Alert Politics. And he's also supervisor in Loudoun County, Virginia. Ron, thank you and your many jobs for being here.
Thank you, Vince. Always good to talk to you and Mary. How's it going?
Glad. Excellent. So I mentioned Rand Paul because you've written about Rand Paul. This is all related to this Graham Cassidy bill, the health care bill that Republicans say would block grant federal funds to the states in lieu of the current system for Obamacare. Getting closer and closer to passage as they urgently try and whip votes. But Rand Paul, he's not going to support this thing. He's already said, no, all I want is repeal. You say that's the wrong approach. Why?
Well, I don't think that's the wrong approach, 9 months ago. But the thing is that the factors have changed, and really there's not a lot of attempts to still negotiate on this because we know that there are moderate Republicans who aren't going to back a full repeal. And so we basically have one more shot to try to get something passed before the September 30th reconciliation deadline. And for Pete's sake, I hope a libertarian isn't the reason why we keep Obamacare when we have a good option on the table. You know, Graham Cassidy isn't a perfect bill, but it's a heck of a lot better than Obamacare, no matter who you talk about as far as trying to help people. I mean, certainly for younger people, Graham Cassidy would allow to have catastrophic plans that are actually affordable. It blocked grants, all the money from Obamacare back to the states. So the states can actually build individualized solutions. So you don't have, like, for instance, in Virginia here, we have counties that don't even offer anything in exchanges. And so Virginia would actually have the money to go out and try to build our own system that could try to make sure everybody has affordable access to health care here in Virginia. I mean, that makes a lot more sense to me than just leaving the system as is and letting people to continue to suffer. And frankly, I think it's a really sort of disgusting mentality that says, well, Obamacare is not working, so let the Democrats suffer for it. The Democrats, yes, they might suffer a little bit politically for it, But remember, people are suffering too at the same time, and the Republican Party has a chance to lead here. And the problem is with Rand Paul's approach on this is he's doing more philosophical work than actual leadership. If you can't get to the deal table and actually negotiate and get something done, you become irrelevant.
Yeah, I actually consider myself libertarian in a lot of ways, and I'm not, you know, registered with any party. I like to consider myself a little bit of an independent. But I think that, and I agree with your piece here where you say that his absolutism is making libertarians irrelevant. It's more of an ideologue than really a political position. If he continues to do this, I mean, does he kill the Libertarian Party?
Well, I mean, the problem is it's already sort of dead. I mean, there's so few libertarian leaders. You have him, you have Thomas Massie in the House, and you have Justin Amash in the House, and that's really it. And the reason why the libertarians aren't advancing people, whether it's in local government or nationally, is because of this, is that they aren't willing to move the football forward 5 yards at a time. They're always going for Hail Marys or nothing, and that approach just simply does not work. Personally, philosophically, I think I'm pretty darn close to Rand Paul. But that's where my philosophy is. When it actually comes to figuring out how we fix problems, you have to work with Democrats. You have to work with Republicans who you might not agree with, and you have to pull the rope your direction towards that libertarian conservative direction. But listen, you're not going to win 100% every time. If you can take an 80% or heck, even a 60% victory, sometimes you have to do that. And this Obamacare decision coming up here before the 30th is one of those. It's a choice. Either you keep Obamacare, or you go with this bill that almost has the votes to pass if you actually get behind it.
Right.
If somebody like a Ted Cruz and a Mike Lee and Tim Scott, who are all super conservative libertarian types, can vote for this, why can't Rand Paul?
All right, let me ask you to put on your Loudoun County supervisor hat now, because I want to talk about I-66. This, you know, beginning in December, solo drivers are going to be able to use I-66 inside the Beltway during rush hour. They just have to pay a toll now as an effort with all these express lanes popping up all over the place. And now the state of Virginia has to kind of figure out what to do with the money. This is Governor McAuliffe yesterday in Falls Church kind of announcing his intentions here.
Three new bus routes. We are going to increase service on two existing bus routes and new bike share stations near Metro.
What do you think should be done here?
So I actually sit on the Northern Virginia Transportation Commission that decides where all this money is spent. So I'm not a huge fan of having high tolls on 66. I do think that having single occupancy vehicles be able to go there is a good idea. And so I think tolling is probably it's better than the current system there where you can't use it at all. And so what we did on the Northern Virginia Transportation Commission is basically we had $10 million from the tolling and also from other state resources decide what we should do with it. It had to go to transit. So it's transit only. They are expanding 66 all the way to exit 71. And so there will be road expansion too with this project. But it's, you know, a lot of these projects, if you look at the 10, I'm very grateful that Loudoun scored two of them. They are going to move people, and they are going to take cars off the road and give people more options. And so that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to say, listen, we're going to charge you a toll on 66, but it's going to go at least a little bit toward road widening, but it's also going to go towards bus and transit programs that are going to encourage people not to have to drive into the city every day. And so I take the bus to D.C. three times a week when I actually have to go in for my D.C. job. I think they're good options to offer people. I don't think you should force people in there, certainly. But I do think that this program seems to be heading largely in the right direction. But I am concerned that the tolls, frankly, are too high. And I probably would like to see them about half, to be honest with you.
So what about this bike share component? Does Northern Virginia really need more bike share?
Yeah, the whole, well, not even bike share, too. I mean, you have to look at, if you go to the I-66 project outside the Beltway, they actually proposed to build bike lanes on I-66, like literally right next to the cars, which is absurd. Listen, I love biking. I have one of these electric bikes that people are using for commuting now. They're great. So I love bike lanes. I like biking. I like bike paths. But as far as it being like a primary mode of transportation for people to get into D.C. from Falls Church, I think we're dreaming a little bit. It's a little absurd.
Bike lanes on I-66. Love that.
What could possibly go wrong?
A bunch of bike-o-paths riding alongside I-66. Ron Meyer, thank you very much, as always, for giving us an update on everything that's going on in Northern Virginia and your views of the world outside of it. I really appreciate that, sir.
Thanks, Vince. Thanks, Barry. Talk to you soon.
All right, chat with you soon. And speaking of Vince, former D.C. Mayor Vince Gray joining us here in a few minutes.
It is 8:15 at WMAL. Traffic and weather is every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia 66, Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, toward Nutley Street. Yep, a lot of volume through Falls Church, eastbound slowing. If you're on your bike, you're doing okay. All right, on the toll road, here we go. Coming off of the Greenway, heavy delays through Herndon and Reston this morning. That's all due to the earlier crash we had eastbound toll road before Route 7, so you still need to factor in plenty of extra time there. Crews have been responding to the crash, 395 North, before they get to the 14th Street Bridge, crossing the 11th Street Bridge. Just the volume onto the freeway. Haven't had anything reported along the way there this morning, and just that stop-and-go delay. We're still jammed topside College Park to Silver Spring with delays off of 95, almost back to the ICC. To just be prepared through that stretch. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today a mostly sunny day with a high of 87. Tonight we'll see some clouds, a low of 69. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies to start your day. Partly cloudy in the afternoon with a high near 85 currently. In our nation's capital, 71 degrees at 8:16 on WMAL.
Step up to higher rates with a John Marshall Bank 2, 3, and 4-year step-up CD. To learn more, go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com. Member FDIC.
Joining us right now, as promised, a Vince who will actually make some sense on this show.
Finally.
Former mayor of D.C., current city council member, Vince Gray. Good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
We're doing just fine. Can we start off talking about the health department cracking down on dogs at outdoor bars and restaurants, outdoor patios? A lot of people enjoy that, but yet the health department walking around and threatening people with a fine. Is that going to be addressed?
Well, it is. I think the first question that I and others are just puzzled by is, why in the world, given all the health problems that we have in the District of Columbia, would the mayor and those at the Department of Health be spending their time on trying to enforce an obscure regulation, obscure law that exists, when there's so many other things that you could be focusing on, like trying to improve the conditions of a hospital, the United Medical Center, and looking at the problem with opioids in the District of Columbia. The deaths with opioids now have exceeded the entire homicide rate for the last year. So we intend to deal with this. I'm going to introduce on the 3rd of October, along with my colleagues, Brian Nadeau and Brandon Todd, legislation that would get rid of this law, this regulation. It just doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
We just have people who are, you know, taking good care of their dogs, they're taking them out. There's never been a problem with this, so it's inexplicable to me why anybody would bother to do something to solve a problem that doesn't exist.
Is it your judgment that the current law explicitly forbids dogs on the outdoor patios of restaurants?
That's the impression that we have, and that's the way it's being interpreted by the owners, you know, of these dogs and the owners of these bars, that these dogs can't be there. Again, to my knowledge, it's never been enforced, but it's being enforced now. I've gotten, you know, more than 100 emails just in the last 24 hours focusing on this issue. And again, not to be redundant, but why in the world would somebody, you know, why would the mayor and the people at the health department focus on something that I would consider a non-problem?
Yeah, especially when I think we saw in the last week, like, D.C.'s rat population is exploding. You'd think there'd be more attention on that than trying to shoo dogs away from restaurants.
Well, absolutely.
I'd like to talk about this new smoking cessation proposal. Can you tell us what this entails?
Yeah, we have a new proposal that we're trying to work hard, because smoking is such a scourge. It's a condition that leads to all kinds of health problems, not the least of which, of course, is lung cancer and other health problems that are associated with it. So this is a proposal that would invest more money in getting people to think in terms of not smoking at all. And in fact, what we hope happens, if we can get this law passed, is that it will, one, raise the taxes on cigarettes from up an additional $2 a pack, from $2.75 a pack to $4.75 a pack. And we know this is likely to have an impact on bringing down the number of people who smoke. I mean, it's so discouraging to see people. We've had 70% of our people who actually would like to smoke stop smoking. We have half of those who actually start. And what, again, is very discouraging is that of those 70% who would like to stop, only 6% actually get to that point. So this is hopefully an inducement to say to people, look, we're going to try to make this easier for you to be able to stop smoking. And then we'll invest that money.
While we have on that point, if I could, I just wanted to ask, and I realize you'll invest the money in a bunch of projects, but when it comes to people who smoke, this disproportionately, as you know, sort of affect against communities of color, but specifically poorer people who tend to smoke more. This is sort of a way to punish that behavior. I mean, it is a very paternal way to govern people who smoke.
Well, paternal or not, it has proven to be able to be effective. And, you know, so many people who smoke just don't want to smoke anymore. So we're trying to find more of a proven way, you know, increase the taxes on the cigarettes that will cost people more to smoke, to say, look, we're providing an additional inducement. And we're taking the money from that and putting it into, reducing underage smoking,
yes,
to reducing getting more money to have a hotline that people will use as a part of their everyday activity.
Now, is vaping a consideration in the smoking cessation practice?
Is what? I'm sorry.
Vaping. People are vaping now. They're using,
electronic
steam.
Cigarettes.
Electronic cigarettes.
It's a consideration. It isn't a part of this proposal, but certainly anything that we believe that's reasonable that can work. We certainly are prepared to try it because we know so many, we know the conditions, we know the outcomes of so many people who smoke cigarettes at this stage.
But the tax revenue, if you are successful in getting people to stop smoking, how do you make up that lost tax revenue?
Well, the city is doing very well at this stage, so I don't think we're likely to be in a situation where we suffer a loss of revenue to any extent that would, you know, jeopardize the ability to balance the budget. And it's likely to generate more revenue. That's what we think. We'll have money to be able to invest in doing the things that we know that will help people to discontinue smoking cigarettes.
Can I ask you one more question while we have you here, council member? A fellow council member, Mary Che, has sent a letter to the District Department of Transportation looking for information about the city's speed cameras, including one that's generated $13 million on 295 last year alone, and wants to make sure that there's both adequate signage and fairness with those speed cameras. What do you make of that issue?
Well, I think people do feel aggrieved. I have people approaching me all the time about the speed cameras in the District of Columbia and feeling taken advantage of because the speed cameras are in places where they get tickets. So I don't have a problem letting people know where the cameras are. You know, to be forewarned is to give you an opportunity to not break the law. There is a substantial amount of money being generated from speed cameras. And, we could get people to the point where they don't break the law by speeding. One of the things that we've tried to make clear, I've certainly tried to make it clear, is that speed cameras are not a revenue generator. It's a public safety technique. And that's what I, continue to believe. That's what I continue to tell people. And that is, if we can get you to a point where you don't speed, we will have achieved the purpose that we set out to. And that is not necessarily to raise money for the city.
Right.
But to be able to stop people from driving at a speed that endangers the health of others.
I could really use a couple of those public safety techniques running to my bank account, though. I appreciate it, though, Councilmember. Really appreciate your time here, Vince Gray.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, guys.
It's 824 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
By now, I'm sure you've been hearing the messages from Ackerman Security. They've teamed up with law enforcement veterans Vince Hill and Mike Sands. And even though I've been telling you about Ackerman Security,
I didn't know that a burglary happens every 15 seconds in this country. Ackerman's the only one talking about it, and they're teaming up with real law enforcement professionals to do something about it. And that includes their no theft guarantee. It's the only one of its kind offered by any security provider in this country. The no theft guarantee literally means that if your home is broken into while your Ackerman security system is armed, that Ackerman will foot the bill. They will pay 100% of your loss, every single penny. They can do that because a break-in at a home secured by Ackerman virtually never, ever happens. But in the very rare chance that it does, Ackerman's got you covered. That's why Ackerman continues to be the sign of real security. If you want to know more, just go visit notheftguarantee.com for all the details. That's notheftguarantee.com.
Start dating tomorrow by calling or texting 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
It's 825 now, WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we have an issue in town, Northwest D.C. Get ready in the DuPont Circle area. There's been a ruptured gas line, and crews tell me they have turned the gas off, but they have shut down Massachusetts Avenue, closed at 21st Street. So if you're coming into work heading inbound on Massachusetts Avenue, it's after you pass Embassy Row between Sheridan Circle and DuPont Circle. Everyone detoured off of Mass Avenue at 21st Street. Cannot get through there again because of the ruptured gas line. This is going to be a big situation throughout the morning, so I'll keep reminding you, let you know if there's any change. Now, elsewhere, let's get you Virginia, the ride in from the west on the toll road. That's been a struggle. We had an early morning crash eastbound toll road before Route 7, and we're still hung up with delays coming off the Greenway through Herndon and Reston, pushing east through that area. 66 Manassas, most of the way to Nutley Street, had a crash in the backup. Sun Glare wasn't helping us this morning there either. Heavy to the American Legion Bridge interloop near the Georgetown Pike incident was reported. And top side of the Beltway, you're still in the morning delays here. College Park to Silver Spring interloop into Bethesda. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably warm, most likely right on through the upcoming weekend. Mostly sunny, 87 this afternoon, average high 78. Tonight, some clouds and warm, 69. Mostly cloudy early tomorrow, then some sunshine in the afternoon, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 71 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
This season, do your holiday shopping on us. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. The more you play using your M Life Rewards card, the more gift bucks you'll earn to redeem for monumental gifts. Like jewelry, electronics, even a car. Come in today and earn your own private shopping event. Now through November 7th. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're ready to buy your first home, a bigger home, or a better home, but still saving for the down payment, you need NASA Federal. Yeah, that NASA. With NASA Federal's LaunchPad Home Loan, there's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. You can save thousands with zero down and zero PMI. And with that big down payment out of the way, you're practically cleared for launch. Oh, and you don't have to work at NASA to get the LaunchPad Home Loan. You just need to call 855-999-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/999. That's 855-999-NASA or nasafcu.com/999. And with rates on the rise, now's the perfect time to spring into action. Get your new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 1-855-999-NASA or click nasafcu.com/999. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
Hi, Bill O'Reilly here. We Americans enjoy unprecedented freedom, but do you know how brutal a struggle was to achieve that freedom? Bet you don't. My new book, Killing England, describes in vivid detail the Revolutionary War against Great Britain, and what we put forth in the book might horrify you. George Washington, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson are all portrayed as real men, not myths. Killing England is a read you'll never forget.
Killing England, on sale now.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynovite.com.
Rob Schneider, one of those celebrities who rarely speaks out? Well, he did. It might shock you. We'll tell you about it. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. President Trump has approved a disaster declaration for Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria slammed into the U.S. territory. The declaration makes federal funding available to Puerto Ricans affected by the storm, which has knocked out power across the island and caused both flooding and landslides. Things have gone better so far at the storm's next target, the Dominican Republic, which has managed to miss the worst of Maria's wrath.
There are plenty of tourists, thousands of them, many of them will be hoping for an opportunity to make their way back home when the airports could open late this afternoon. As for the locals, they are waiting for daybreak when they will be able to assess the damage.
Correspondent Polo Sandoval, it's still unclear whether Maria will threaten the U.S. in the coming days. Prosecutors say the bodies of two men discovered in two Montgomery County parks this month were the result of gang-related killings. One of the victims had been decapitated and dismembered. State's Attorney John McCarthy told Bethesda Beat he could not comment which gang was responsible or whether the killings were related, but several men with ties to MS-13 were charged this week with the murder of a man whose body was found in a shallow grave near Frederick. Metro and its largest employees union are locked in battle again after a mechanic received an electric shock over the weekend while inspecting one of the system's newest series trains. According to a report obtained by the Washington Post, the employee received a light shock with no visible burns and was taken to a hospital for observation. The union accuses Metro of covering up the problem and taking action only because there was a victim involved who could have been killed. Metro says it has issued new safety procedures to deal with the hazard. The former director of the Veterans Hospital in D.C. has been fired once again.
The Department of Veterans Affairs says it's fired Brian Hawkins, citing audits that found mismanagement at the facility. VA Secretary David Shulkin says he used new firing authority under an accountability law signed by President Trump. Hawkins was let go in August. He was later put back on the payroll after he appealed the decision to the Merit Systems Protection Board. Shulkin says he'll continue using his full authority to, quote, hold employees accountable if they fail to do their jobs or live up to the VA's values. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In sports, sponsored by Walgreens, the Nats beat the Braves. The Orioles shut out by the Red Sox. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
We're PenFed Credit Union, a community of 1.6 million members helping each other do better. We put our earnings back into great rates for everyone on auto loans, mortgages, credit cards, and more. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own Novec is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. Novec delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. Novec is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. Novec. Listening. Responding.
According to a recent survey of small business owners, their number one concern is the cost of healthcare. Don't let rising healthcare costs keep you up at night. HRI provides creative benefit solutions that'll have you thinking outside the box. Call 833-HRI-HELP to schedule a free 30-minute consultation. That's 833-HRI-HELP or HRIonline.com. Stop doing the same old thing with your healthcare, expecting different results. Call 833-HRI-HELP today.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart, and I've got a number of free seminars coming up to be held at the North Bethesda Marriott and the Tysons Corner Marriott in October and November. You'll hear how to get your house ready to sell for top dollar, what improvements will make you money, how to interview a realtor before you hire one, and when is the best time to put your house on the market. And I'm inviting you to attend free, but space is limited. So go to my website at ericstewartgroup.com, and right at the top of the page, you'll see a registration link. You can register now and get your spot reserved. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Chris Plant here. You may have heard me talk about the 2017 Chevy Bolt EV, the all-electric vehicle that can go 238 miles on a full charge. But did you know that it's full of EV technologies to help you maximize your range? Things like Regen on Demand, a regenerative braking pedal that restores energy to the battery while you slow down. If you haven't already, you need to check it out. The Chevy Bolt EV is not just a great electric car, it's a great car.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Walgreens makes it easy to stay healthy. Get your flu shot today. $0 copay with most insurance. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy. Vaccine restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details.
Traffic and weather. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we have big problems near DuPont Circle due to a ruptured gas line. Massachusetts Avenue is shut down at 21st Street. So this is between Sheridan Circle and DuPont Circle. Commuters are being detoured off of Mass Avenue, and I'm seeing major delays just at a gridlock here trying to get through the corridor. So if you can, Massachusetts Avenue is not going to work. Again, the detour and all those secondary roads are picking up a lot of the heavy volume. I'll keep you posted on any changes there. On the Beltway, Virginia, getting there out of Springfield, 95 North slows to the outer loop with just the heavy volume. Inner loop to the crash in Annandale. Little River Turnpike now to the right shoulder. On the toll road eastbound, we're still trying to recover coming off the Greenway through Herndon and Reston. Had the earlier morning crash near Route 7. 66, one reported broken down eastbound near 123, so it still keeps the pressure on that trip. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real good looking Thursday. Lots of sunshine. It stays warm too. Temperatures back into the upper 80s with plenty of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 60 in Manassas, 61 in Frederick, 71 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
All right, good morning. Vince Colonnais, Mary Walter here. Trying to keep you informed. Colin Kaepernick. Have you been following this guy? The guy who can't land a job right now in the NFL, thanks in part to his kneeling habits.
Hashtag racist.
Also, his lack of ability to play, apparently. It's hard for me to assess that on an intimate level, but you hear that criticism as well from the sports community. I want to find out what you think of this. This is interesting. Rob Schneider, conservative comedian, not always conservative, by the way. At one point, he was very liberal. But he explains that Hollywood really got to him, just how Democrats basically try and control everyone's life, are way too controlling for him, and he eventually tried to just throw off those chains, was like, no, I'm not a part of that anymore. I just want to be more conservative. And he did take that turn. And since then, though, he had an interview this week with Sports Illustrated, I believe. It's an interview with Sports Illustrated. And he voiced an opinion on Colin Kaepernick. And I'd encourage you to call in on whether or not you think this is right. Before we play the audio, I just wanted to say he's a conservative making the case that Colin Kaepernick should be allowed to play in the NFL on free speech grounds. Okay? 888, I want to find out your reaction to that. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. Here's Rob Schneider talking about Colin Kaepernick.
Always root for Kaepernick. And like the idea that he's not at least a backup in this league says that this league is a bunch of and they're more afraid of their fans. And like, hey, the fans have a right to be pissed. But at the same time, if this guy is the athlete, and if you could have Michael Vick come back from killing dogs, then you can have a guy come back who has a political stance on something that we may not agree with, but he's got a right to do it. And the idea to excommunicate him is just goes to show how vulnerable we are in society, all of us, to being attacked for free speech. Because free speech, as de Tocqueville talks about, isn't just talking about legislated and constitutional. It's the spirit of the people that must protect other people who they disagree with. Because free speech is all speech, not just speech that you like. It's repugnant speech. It's speech you totally disagree with. You got to defend and protect all of it, including Kaepernick, or none of it.
I think people protect his right. He could do that if he chooses. If he chooses to kneel during the national anthem, I don't have a problem with that. I think he has the right to do that. But I also have the right to voice my opinion to that as well. And if my opinion to that is I think it's disrespectful and I don't like it, then I don't have to consume the product that he is representing.
888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. You know, Colin Kaepernick has obviously created a whole lot of trouble. He's kneeling during the national anthem. He's clearly rejecting the notion that the United States is a good country, a country deserving of the type of respect that is often, you know, given when, you know, we remove our hats and we stand and we cover our hearts for the national anthem, obviously. And that's what's outraged so many people as they watch the NFL. Now, I do find Rob Schneider's argument here that the spirit of the people when it comes to free speech is important and compelling. I do actually kind of buy this, which is to say there's a lot of companies who are in an outright moral panic about their employees saying literally anything that could even be construed, especially as conservative. You saw what happened to James Damore at Google. He began to like float just some ideas that maybe they were taking diversity the wrong way. They were handling their diversity the wrong way, and boom, he was fired. And so in the NFL, you know, when you decide to purge Colin Kaepernick and you say, okay, that's it, you're not getting a job because of your free speech, the way that you conveyed it, it is sending a message culturally that, like, you know, there's some things that are unacceptable. And not just that, but that we're going to punish you for your speech. Now, granted, this is not a First Amendment protected right, but it is sort of the spirit of the First Amendment that we try and allow people to express opinions, even ugly ones, especially.
I disagree with that. I think you have the right to free speech, but not on my dime. If I am your employer and your free speech is harming my product
totally.
And my bottom line, then I have the right to curtail that speech. Off my clock, go do what you want to do. But on my clock as your employer, if you kneeling during the national anthem is going to affect my bottom line, I'm not going to re-employ you. I'm not re-signing your contract. That simple.
Let's go to Alan, who's in Southern Maryland and starts us off this morning. Good morning, Alan.
I can be a homeless bum living under a bridge just because I have a particular belief in something that I have a right on the executive board of the company. I mean, this is preposterous. I mean, just because you believe in something is like we got to find room for you because you believe in that. I don't believe that the belief of the whole idea is just crazy. It's where are we going with this?
Okay, thank you, Alan. Let's go to Josh, who's in Woodbridge here this morning. Josh, what do you make of the ability for Colin Kaepernick to express his opinions being protected sort of by the spirit of the people?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I am so sick of the perpetually offended, hypocritical left. And I'm going to tell you right now, the people that want Mr. Kaepernick to be able to kneel and protest the anthem on his employer's dime, which alienates fans, are the same ones that say that anybody who disagrees with homosexual marriage and refuses to bake a wedding cake or take photos is somehow bigoted and should lose their livelihood.
Yeah, good Bingo. Point here, Josh. See, the people who say he deserves free speech are the same ones who are demanding others shut up.
Yep.
Well, we're going to ask for more from you in a moment here, 843 on WMAL.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first
50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Let us take care of the most important person on your holiday shopping list, you. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. Earn gift bucks when you play with your M Life Rewards card. Then redeem them for that luxury watch you've always wanted, the hottest tech toys, and more. Now through November 7th, this is Monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
It's working, don't quit. DINOVITE.com.
It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have a mess in the DuPont Circle area, but a slight change. There's a gas rupture. The gas has been turned off, authorities are telling me, but they're still diverting the westbound side of Massachusetts at 21st Street. So if you're coming inbound, passing Embassy Row and Sheridan Circle, you are able to pass 21st Street and continue into DuPont, but it's very slow. If you're coming the opposite direction and into DuPont and going westbound, no, you cannot get past 21st. You're being detoured. And that stretch of Massachusetts Avenue is really a mess. So you'll need extra time and patience getting through those grids through that stretch. Now, around the Beltway we go. Still quite slow here. College Park to Silver Spring, Maryland side to the Wilson Bridge, back before St. Barnabas Road. Annandale, the crash had been Interloop at 236. The Little River Turnpike now to the shoulder. And coming off of the Greenway onto the toll road, still slows through Herndon and Reston. We just can't relieve the pressure. We had an earlier morning crash near 7. That's been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably warm, most likely right on through the upcoming weekend. Mostly sunny, 87 this afternoon. Average high, 78. Tonight, some clouds and warm, 69. Mostly cloudy early tomorrow, then some sunshine in the afternoon, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 71 degrees at 8:47. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
Halloween has arrived at Potomac Petals and Plants. With a huge selection of gourds, pumpkins, and Halloween decorations now in stock, you can have the spookiest home in town. Visit Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
But he's got a right to do it. And the idea that to excommunicate him is just goes to show how vulnerable we are in society, all of us, to being attacked for free speech. Because free speech, as de Tocqueville talks about, isn't just talking about legislated and constitutional. It's the spirit of the people that must protect other people who they disagree with. Because free speech is all speech, not just speech that you like. It's repugnant speech. It's speech you totally disagree with. You got to defend and protect all of it, including Kaepernick, or none of it.
There's Rob Schneider saying protect Colin Kaepernick's ability to have these sideline protests. The spirit of the people should protect him to do this, even if it's repugnant. Let's go to John in Silver Spring here. First up, this segment on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, John.
Morning. Good morning. Hey, this is interesting. I had to fire somebody because they just kept over and over and over talking about the election of 2016. Now, in the case of my customer, they had said, you know, you can't keep having this guy here who's having animated, angry, you know, conversations about the election. And I'm not going to say which direction
right.
he lived in because it doesn't really matter. It could have been one way or the other. It wouldn't have mattered.
But it was detracting from your business, John.
Oh, my God. They were telling me that they were considering not keeping us on as the help desk over there.
Yeah, so you had to make an obvious consideration for your business, and, of course, that's well within your rights to do.
I had no choice, and no, he tried to pull that, well, I have a constitutional right to speech, and I'm like, no, not in my company, sorry, I told you four times, and that I did, I counseled him four times before he got fired.
Yeah, well, it makes sense, and as obviously, this is a lot of people are viewing the NFL from the same perspective, John, is that the NFL can make that same consideration. Let's go to Mike, who's in Fairfax up next here. Mike, good morning, you're up next.
Yeah, my question is let's say that found out that Tom Brady was a member of a white supremacist group. What do you think the NFL would do? What do you think the players would do?
Man, would they be tortured by that?
Well, they wouldn't be tortured. They would throw him out. You know, they'd run him out of town on a rail.
Of course, but you realize, like, Tom Brady is, like, one of, if not the biggest ratings and financial draws in the NFL. There would be some mulling, I think, at least for 48 hours, of how they would handle this.
Also, another thing that people aren't taking into consideration, you have a right to free speech, but there's no guarantee of the outcome once you open your mouth. Okay, there's nothing
point.
In the Constitution that says you have to be nice or you have to accept the person. I can make a derogatory comment about you. You can say to me, well, Mike, that's your opinion, but I don't have to like you anymore. It's like, hey, you know, you're not inviting me to any parties. Hey, you know, that's my choice. You made the choice to make that statement, and you have the right to do that. But there's no guaranteed right that everyone is going to like what you say.
Excellent points. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that this morning. We've got tons of phone calls on this. Really appreciate everyone buzzing in. Yeah, I look at this from the perspective of the NFL is well within its rights. It should look out for its bottom line here. But I get nervous when we start allowing companies broadly to start dictating what is acceptable speech in America. Things like Facebook, Google, I'm always on guard for them to
Can't
not become
you.
Too censorious.
Absolutely. It's 8:50 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Drones to the rescue. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. I'm a sci-tech nerd, no doubt about it. Even more than that, I love medical innovations. Put those two things together, you get a great story about a new study out of Sweden that could potentially save lives. You want to get someone a defibrillator after they suffer a cardiac arrest. Or forget an ambulance, send in the drones. Researchers in Stockholm sent a drone out on a bunch of test flights to locations where cardiac arrests had actually happened. The average time for a drone to reach its destination was 5 minutes 21 seconds, according to the report. The average time for an ambulance responding to a real emergency, 22 minutes. Look, that's a big deal, because when it comes to treating cardiac arrest, as you know, every second counts. While you wait for the paramedics, administering CPR is your best chance to save someone's life. So sign up and learn. It's a lot easier than you think. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Some nights are special. Some nights, you just know. It's a Maggiano's night. Maggiano's Little Italy is the place to enjoy family-style excellence. From appetizers and salads that always satisfy, to succulent family-style entrees that put smiles on faces around the table. And now, with the new steakhouse menu, Maggiano's is turning up the heat. Sample flame-kissed steaks, perfectly seasoned chicken, salmon, and more from their world-class steakhouse menu. Maggiano's serves it all up along with shareable appetizers and sides to create the perfect experience. These plated meals start at just $69.95 per person and are available at Maggiano's Friendship Heights only. So get them while they're hot. And don't forget to leave room for Maggiano's distinctly decadent New York cheesecake. There's always more for the family at Maggiano's Little Italy. Check out the new steakhouse menu at Maggiano's Friendship Heights. Make it a Maggiano's night tonight.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
It's 8:55 WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Enjoy your day, Jamie.
You do the same. And this update is now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Couple of late problems and delays we still have, for sure. On the Maryland Beltway inner loop as you head down toward Joint Andrews, we have on the inner loop past Route 4, the crash, one lane taken away before you get to 214 Central Avenue. That's where I'm checking out the heavy volume. Once you get by there, if you're extending to the Wilson Bridge, still have that stop and go near St. Barnabas Road. On the toll road, had an earlier morning crash. It's been long gone, eastbound before Route 7, but I'm still looking at delays here coming off the Greenway, most of the way through Herndon and Reston, then the pace starts to improve. Inner loop crash, Annandale, that's to the shoulder at Little River Turnpike. In through DuPont, a mess on Massachusetts Avenue. If you can, please avoid. As you leave DuPont Circle, heading westbound Massachusetts Avenue, diverted at 21st Street because of the gas rupture. Crews at the scene there. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve your muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief fast-acting foam, clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much cloud around. It's the warmth. The numbers warm this morning, above average by about 10 degrees, and will stay warm this afternoon. Mostly sunny and above average by about 10 degrees, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 71 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-LONG. Or head to longroofing.com.
We're PenFed Credit Union, a community of 1.6 million members helping each other do better. We put our earnings back into great rates for everyone on auto loans, mortgages, credit cards, and more. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender.
PenFed's got great rates for
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Tell me if this describes you. You're a man who's worked hard all your life. You have a nice house, a savings, a good retirement. But now there's just one problem. Your wife says she wants out. She says she wants a divorce. Suddenly, everything you've worked so hard for, it's all on the table. Your house, your pension, and most important, your kids. She says she feels terrible about the way things have turned out. She says she wants to be fair. Trust her, she says. May I suggest to you an alternative? Consider trusting instead the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Remember this, you're facing one of the most pivotal, critical times in your life. I know, I've been there. It's at times like these that you need a partner you can count on.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys. A partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
It's the big screen stores 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary.
legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Coming up tomorrow on Mornings on the Mall, Governor Huckabee is joining us. That'll be interesting. Oh. I love that guy. He's great.
And then Larry Michael will join us as well to give us a curtain raiser on the Redskins game this weekend. Oh, and we'll recap Trump's North Korea meeting today with South Korea and Japan.
And speaking of great guys, look, it's Chris Plant.
What? That's crazy. Great stuff with Lawrence O'Donnell. He's a whole bucket of fun, isn't he? I think he's come out of the closet a little bit. And somebody, obviously one of his producers or somebody works there, despises him so much that they couldn't wait to go public with this stuff. We've also got healthcare coming up on Capitol Hill. What do you think is going to happen, ought to happen?
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a